Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to Belgian followers of César Franck. Frankly Belgian is what we call tonight's program. César Franck, a strangely charismatic outsider. A Belgian in Paris, he was required to take French citizenship in order to teach at the Paris Conservatory. Renowned as an organist, whose unexpected genius for composition blossomed late. His enduring fame rests on a handful of fairly late works. He managed to reinvigorate the French symphonic and chamber music traditions through his use of cyclic form, with themes generated throughout from a single motif. He also embraced the symphonic poem. In these regards, he certainly bore the influence of Franz Liszt. In turn, he himself became highly influential amongst a generation of French and Belgian composers. One of those was Armand Marsic, M-A-R-S-I-C-K, born in Liège in 1877. He trained as a violinist at the Liège Conservatory before studying abroad in Nancy with Franck enthusiast Guy Ropartz, then in Paris with another Franckian, Vincent Dandy. His career led him to Athens, and then Bilbao, where he founded a conservatory and an orchestra. He returned to Liège at the age of 50, settling in to teach and direct the Concert Society. He died there in 1959. The bulk of his compositional output, which comprised some 40 works, was written between the ages of 23 and 37. Here is a work from 1908 called La Source. This symphonic poem, performed by the Lorraine Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Jacques Houtman. Music of Armand Marsic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music dating from 1908 by the Belgian composer Armand Marcic. A real discovery. That was the symphonic poem La Source. A brilliant piece of orchestration. We've heard it performed by the Lorraine Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Jacques Houdman. Music of Armand Marcic, M-A-R-S-I-C-K. Another composer very much influenced by César Franck was Guillaume Lequeux, who was born in Verviers in 1870. He actually studied with Franck in Paris, and then after Franck's death, like Marcic, he too studied with Vincent Dandy. Lequeux is remarkable, unfortunately, for his very short life. He became ill with typhoid fever after consuming contaminated sherbet at a restaurant and died in 1894, one day after his 24th birthday. And yet, in his sadly foreshortened existence, he managed to make important contacts and to write music of considerable promise. At the time of his death, he had already been composing for 9 years, from the age of 15, and in 1891 he was recipient of a second prize in the celebrated Prix de Rome competition. In all, he wrote about 50 works. Like his mentor, Franck, his music bears the influence of German composers as much as it does French, with Wagner and Beethoven obvious models. His violin sonata is his most popular piece, if any of his works could be said to be popular. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. First, this Adagio from 1891, originally composed for quartet and string orchestra. It's heard here in an arrangement by Gerard Iglesias. The original version calls for 7 violin, 5 viola, and 5 cello parts. It bears an epigraph from a poem of Georges Vanour, The Pale Flowers of Memory. This Adagio of Lequeux, performed by the Ensemble Musique Oblique. Music dating from 1891 by Guillaume Lecoeur. That was his Adagio, and we heard it performed here by the Ensemble Musique Oblique. Lecoeur was highly driven by his emotions. He believed that an artist's creative path was to master and enshrine the full spectrum of feeling. He was also of a romantic disposition that found a close relation between beauty and sorrow. Guillaume Lecoeur, short-lived disciple of César Franck. We're listening to music by followers of Franck tonight. Franckly Belgian, you're listening to The Lost Chord. Well, as earlier promised, here's the violin sonata of Guillaume Lecoeur, written for Eugène Ysaÿe in 1892. We hear it performed this evening by violinist Dong Suk Kang and pianist Pascal Devoyon.
Thank you. Thank you.
music dating from 1892 by the short-lived Belgian composer Guillaume Lequeux. That was his violin sonata in G major. Written for Eugénie Sai, it was played here by violinist Dong Suk Kang and pianist Pascal Devoyon. Lequeux would die less than 2 years later, one day after his 24th birthday. And that violin sonata of Guillaume Lequeux brings us to the conclusion of tonight's program. Belgian composers, followers of César Franck this evening, Franckly Belgian. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.